be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. Or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I
skeleton.
Think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Look, does anybody have tickets to Star Wars yet?
No.
Tickets for my theater go on sale tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I don't have tickets to a theater. I'm just going to go. I'm planning on going. Like, this is something I'm planning on doing. I don't know anything about. Here, let me tell you. Let's do this. Why don't I tell you what I think is going to actually happen?
I just want to start from the beginning because, I mean, I'm just full disclosure. I've only seen episode 1, 2, and 3 once, and so like, I'm not sure if it matters or not if I remember what actually happened in those movies. But I just want to make sure.
No, it doesn't matter what happens.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, I've been going back and watching them with the kids, and this afternoon we watched episode 3. And I feel like on the DVD, there is so much more that happened in that movie than what I remember from seeing it in the theater and whenever it was that I watched it before on DVD. Like, there's just explanation and stuff that I swear was added later.
Yeah, but will that explanation – do I need to know that explanation going into this new film?
I have no idea.
All right.
I don't think so.
Well, then, thanks. I'm glad that we invited Barrett on the Shotcast.
No, look. Here's the deal. All right. So you and I, Brady, you and I don't know anything about Star Wars, really, the expanded universe, or we don't have any hints of what's going to happen.
All we know is what we've watched on the movies.
Right. So I think this is a good opportunity for us to give our – and the listener, who's Baron's the only listener anyway. So
well, we got to mention Gary because Gary always gets mad.
All right, so it's an opportunity for us to talk to Gary and tell him what our theories of the Shotcast are, not the Shotcast, of the Star Wars.
Okay.
And so here's my theory of what's going on, and this keep in mind I've only seen 1, 2, and 3 once in the theater. I've never seen it after that. But I have seen 4, 5, and 6 many times. Okay. And I've seen the trailers.
Right.
Okay.
And so we should just say spoiler alert because I'm going to give my theory and I think it's going to be correct. So I don't want to have anybody listening to me and then watching the movie and be like, oh, what Brady said was exactly what was going to happen.
Right. So. Well, I think you and I, Brady, are from our brief conversation are on the same page.
Okay. Yes, probably.
Wait, is this brief conversation, does this have anything to do with that thread that was on Dan's Park? Because I went back and reread that too. And Brian, I'm not even sure that you've even seen episodes 4, 5, and 6 before after reading that.
I don't think you actually watched the trailer after reading that.
I was confused about the Yoda thing. I thought somebody was Yoda, but that's impossible because Yoda clearly died. Okay, that's clear to me. So forget about anything I said about Yoda being in this new movie. I don't think that's going to happen.
That was the least of what was wrong with what you were talking about. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. First off, I think it's pretty clear that Luke is the bad guy.
Yes.
That's clear. That's absolutely 100% a fact.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know this because Luke was never good. He was never a good guy.
What do you mean he was never a good guy?
He was always consumed by the The bad side. What's the bad side called? The dark.
The dark side.
The dark side. He was. I mean, he failed his test at Dagobah, right, with Yoda. Then Yoda's the whole time is like, dude, you're not ready for this. If you go back and see your friends, all this training is worthless. What does he do? He goes back and saves his friends. He's not a real Jedi. So he can easily be corrupted by the Force or by the dark side, which is what happened, which is why he's a bad guy right now.
See, that goes into my point of how do you become a Jedi? Do you need somebody to train you to be a Jedi? Because if so, then you're right. Luke has never been fully trained. And do all Jedis then go to the dark side if they haven't been trained correctly? And then how do you become a good Jedi in this new world?
Baron can't answer every question at once.
The training thing, I think, like, it's almost like a Harry Potter thing. Like, you have to kind of learn to develop the skills and know what's going on. You know, Harry can make the glass disappear so that the snake comes out and the snake is free when they go to the zoo, but he doesn't know how he did it. And I think the Force is kind of the same way, where it helps to have training. I don't think that if you, Brady, about your question about going bad, you know, if you don't have training, will you automatically wind up a bad Jedi? I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. Like, being good or evil is not a function of training. It's a matter of attitude and decisions that you make. And just like any of us could be good or evil just based on the decisions we make, it's not a matter of training or how we come out.
So can we just go back then and say, what was the deal with you can have a lot of good Jedi, but only two bad Jedi?
Oh yeah, that's
what's the deal with that?
That was the Sith's rule. Like that was something that they set up. The notion being there's two Sith. There's one to be the master that has all the power, and there's an apprentice that craves all of the power and is trying to get it. And eventually, the apprentice is supposed to kill the master, and then takes a new apprentice. And if the master kills the apprentice in the process of the apprentice trying to kill the master, then that apprentice wasn't very good to begin with, and you got to go get a new one, which is why Darth Sidious, Emperor Palpatine, was going through apprentices like candy, like Darth Maul, and then Count Dooku, and then finally settles on Darth Vader being his apprentice. So that's not like a Jedi rule that there's only ever two.
But there could be more than one Sith. Like, there could be a couple Sith throughout the universe, right? There's just always in pairs. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I never got the Count Dooku thing or whatever. Like, that totally confused me. Like, I didn't know where that was even coming from.
He took the place of Darth Maul. He was the apprentice to Darth Sidious.
Yeah, right. But I never enough
about
that.
Enough, I don't want to talk about 1, 2, or 3 because I don't even know what you're talking about. let's focus on the new one, The Force Awakens.
Baron, do you also agree that Luke is the bad guy in the new ones?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, now you're totally wrong. Now I can't believe that.
Luke's in exile. He's gone into a self-imposed exile. That's my hypothesis, is he is in a self-imposed exile.
Yeah, but
he's definitely not Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren, you see, he's been unmasked. Like, he is in the movie without a mask on.
Yeah. That's trickery.
Like, okay, so there is in the actual trailer, there's a picture of the burnt mask of Vader.
Yes.
There's only one person that can grab that mask. That's Luke. Luke is the only person that could have got that mask.
That's Kylo Ren talking to the mask. I guarantee it, that's Kylo Ren talking
to
the
mask. But how does Kylo Ren get the mask?
It was pretty common knowledge, like, where Darth Vader died. He died over Endor. So go search Endor and eventually
why does Kylo Ren want to follow Darth Vader? Like, why does he have this relationship with Darth Vader?
the Knights of Ren, as I understand it, from what I've heard, they're like dark side fanatics, and they're dark side fanboys or dark side groupies. So they go and they, you know, they try and I think a major plot point is going to be fighting over Anakin's blue lightsaber, the one that was in Luke's hand when it got chopped off on Cloud City.
Right.
I think that's going to be a major plot point.
And see, okay, so let's go back to the original trailers. I was under the impression that they were on Cloud City because that's how they found the, like, the girl found the lightsaber or the person in the mask, which I had mistakenly thought was like Yoda. But that's
no, it's the girl.
I know it's the girl. I know it's not Yoda because Yoda's dead. I understand.
Her name is Rey.
Rey. Okay, so Rey finds the lightsaber.
It's Luke. Now, that's Leia's daughter, by the way.
I don't think so. I don't
definitely.
Think that.
It definitely is.
I think she. Why would Leia get rid of her daughter? Why would she not have her daughter with her?
That's what we find out.
No, and who'd had? Is it Han's daughter too?
Of course.
No, I think that's false too. I don't even think Han and Leia are together.
I don't think they're together either anymore. But they were at one time, and that was the result.
No, that's false.
No,
it's false. That I don't know who this Rey girl is.
I just told you who she is.
No, that's not right though. That's the thing. You're spreading false information. But Baron and I won't stand for you. You know, just spewing false information to the people that want to know. She's on Cloud City. She finds the.
She's not on Cloud City.
Not Cloud City.
She's not on Cloud City.
Look, yeah, where else is that? That's where the lightsaber is.
She's not on Cloud City, dude.
The lightsaber's on Cloud City.
She is on Tatooine or wherever it is.
The planet, that they're calling it Jakku.
Okay, she's on Jakku. It's a Star Destroyer that she's going through.
Where does the...
Brady's
where does,
right. It's a crash Star Destroyer.
Okay. All right, I might concede that. But where does she get the lightsaber? The lightsaber was lost in Cloud City.
It
falls out of the bottom of Cloud City. When Luke falls out the bottom and that hatch opens up and he lands on the weather vane or whatever it is, you can clearly see his hand fall out and fall down. I don't know where it goes. Like, I don't know how they're going to explain this one away. Bespin is a gas giant. Like, I can't understand how they got anything out of the core of a gas giant, but apparently they do.
Why do you think it's revolving around this blue lightsaber? Is there a blue lightsaber in the trailer?
Yes. Yeah. In the second trailer that they released, that's where you get the best shot of it. There's this real small little alien creature that hands it to a woman who I'm guessing the woman is Leia. But you can really clearly see it. And it's definitely the lightsaber that Anakin had that Obi-Wan gave to Luke.
So
it's definitely that lightsaber.
So it's Anakin's lightsaber. The blue is Anakin's.
Yes.
When does Anakin get the red lightsaber for Darth Vader?
Yeah. When it becomes Darth Vader.
So you just make your own.
Yeah. Cause he, when Obi-Wan.
Right. Because Luke made his own.
Yeah. When Obi-Wan chops up Anakin on Mustafar, as Obi-Wan is leaving, he bends over and picks up Anakin's lightsaber, and that's the one that he gives to Luke when they're in his hut in Episode 4. And then Luke makes his own prior to Return of the Jedi. That's the green one that he has.
Right.
So I think Brian's right, and that Luke is not a good Jedi. He's an evil Jedi. And I think that he is Rylo Ken, and I think Brian has that right. I don't see why Luke goes off and is... So the other thing is, like, just looking at the poster, Luke's missing. But, like, I think...
He's missing because he's in exile.
But I think that's ridiculous. I think that's ridiculous that you have a poster without him. He has to be on the poster, and he is the Rylo Ken person.
So he's what? He's like Luke is like Yoda, just like on some far off planet, just kind of hiding out.
Yeah, think about what Force users have done to the galaxy over the course of the past 70 years. Like, they've completely torn it apart and caused major civil war. So Force users probably aren't seen too kindly. So instead of trying to rebuild a Jedi Order or anything like that, he's, I'm going to do the galaxy a favor. I'm just going to take off. I'm going to go into hiding.
So what happens? Can I ask you this? What happens if I'm a little Anakin Skywalker and I have the Force? Like, how, and now I'm in like this, you know, 30 years later, whatever. And I have this Force ability. How do I develop that? What do I do? Can I like do stuff with it? How is it looked upon?
Are you talking about Anakin?
No. I'm talking about if I was a kid now, like there's 30 years later and everybody doesn't even believe in the Jedi anymore. But like,
which I'm seems bizarre to me, right? Is that not bizarre?
What?
It wasn't that the war wasn't that long ago.
Maybe it wasn't 30 years. I don't know how many.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Harrison Ford is not that. So as Han Solo, right?
Baron, how long after the last movie is this movie?
About 30 years.
See?
Okay, so 30 years. Like, let's say that's like the Vietnam War, okay?
No, but wait a minute. The end of Return of the Jedi, there's no Force users in the galaxy at that point except for Luke, Vader, and Palpatine. Like the general public, they don't know about the Force. Yeah.
Even
the
at that point.
The last time Force users were prominent were Revenge of the Sith, which would have been – you're talking 50 years there.
But see – okay, so that then – why is Luke worried that all these people are going to be pissed at him? They don't even know that he's really a Force
user. Well, Luke has to be concerned about his own power if he's hiding, which he's not, but if he was – he would be concerned about his own abilities and turning to the, I mean, he was always afraid to turn to the dark side.
Yeah. And he understood how powerful the dark side was when he was able to defeat Palpatine.
Yeah.
And so he realized that that's the way to power, man.
Yeah, because then he literally defeated, wouldn't he become a Sith Lord then?
Exactly. Boom. That's exactly right.
Conceivably, he could take on that mantle, but you'll also remember he throws his lightsaber away and says, I'm not going to attack you. I'm a Jedi like my father before me. And, you know, he doesn't defeat the Emperor. It's Vader that defeats the Emperor. It's Vader that picks him up and throws him down the reactor shaft.
That's true.
And Vader dies in the process or shortly thereafter. So Luke's left to... I don't know. Maybe Luke just realizes, look, this isn't my thing. I don't want to be around people, and I take off and hide. But he's not Kylo Ren.
He is kind of wimpy like that. I mean, he's always been.
You don't cast Adam Driver to hide him and say, oh, it's not really him. It's going to be Mark Hamill.
I just don't believe that.
You don't tell Mark Hamill to grow a beard if you're going to hide it behind a mask the entire time.
Okay. That's true, but I still not know. You know what? I think that's all like just trying to throw people off. It makes so much sense.
There's definitely some JJ Abrams misdirection going on, but I don't think it's that.
That's because wouldn't the baddest reveal, the coolest reveal be that Luke is actually the bad guy?
Yes.
That would be the coolest. That would be the total cycle. It would start the whole thing over again.
It's way better than having some stupid groupies trying to find Darth Vader.
Yeah, like how do they even get the – how are they part of like – how do they have Jedi power? Just because they like Darth Vader? I like Jethro Tull, but I can't play the flute.
That's true.
I don't know that they have any Force powers.
And that's even ridiculous. Why do they have a lightsaber? The guy has a lightsaber.
Yeah, but not a very functional one.
Oh my God!
What? Why is it, Baron?
I would say you'd have to be more skilled because you got two things coming out on the side. You cut your own arm off.
I think that's poor manufacturing, and it may have been Stephen Colbert that proposed this originally. I forget who, but I think it's just poor manufacturing. And those are vent ports. Like he can't contain the blade properly, so he's got to have these holes on the side where they come out.
Yeah, but he still has to have – that's what I'm talking about. He still probably has some little bit of, like, force. Like, you know, the force is strong with this one, but maybe there's only a little bit of force on this one. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, how do you now, in a world with no Jedi leadership, how does that energy manifest itself?
I don't know.
I mean, I would imagine there are a whole bunch of like rogue kind of, because it appears that if the dark side is easier, then you would have a lot of like evil Jedi roaming around.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And who better to keep those Jedi like and get those power and teach those Jedi than Luke? He's clearly evil.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't have a grasp on his own training. He never got done his own training. Now he's trying to train other Jedi. It clearly is going to corrupt everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he was arrogant enough.
More sure than anything in my entire life that he is the bad guy.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be disappointed. I think the awesome reveals are going to be number one, Supreme Commander Snoke. That's the Andy Serkis character. It's a motion capture character. We haven't seen any images of him. He's not on. He's not on the post or anything like that. I think that's going to be awesome. And the one thing nobody is talking about, and I want all of the listeners. Shotcast exclusive. Everybody needs to know that Baron called it. Nobody's talking about, where is Max von Sydow? Where is this?
What? Well, you know why no one's talking about it? Because no one knows what you're talking about.
He was a major cast announcement. He's kind of typecast as a bad guy actor. I can't tell you anything that he's been in except for Strange Brew, the Bob and Doug McKenzie movie. He was the bad guy in that. But he was cast in this, and he's in that black and white picture of the first table read. He's in there, but there's nothing. You haven't heard anything about what character he's playing. Nothing. He's nowhere to be found. So that's going to be the super awesome reveal.
But who is he going to be revealed as?
I don't know. I think he's going to be a bad – well, I think he's going to be a bad guy, but –
Baron, you realize you haven't revealed anything. Anybody can see that picture.
Your reveal was nothing. Your reveal was a reveal of a cast member.
But there's got to be – so, Baron, I want to know what your – Baron's the expert. We got to remember this.
All right, let's – yeah.
We can do our theories, and even though they're correct, really Baron is the one that has the most information.
The most to lose.
The most awesome. Baron, what do you think – this movie, I mean, you must be thinking about it. Where do you think this movie is going?
I think it's primarily a search for Luke to go find him because they need his help. The Resistance, which is Leia's team, the Resistance needs his help in order to defeat, what are they called? The First Faction or something like that. The First Order, that's what they're called. To defeat the First Order. But somewhere along the way, Kylo Ren gets wrapped up in it, and he gets in their way and starts to try and pursue Finn, who is the Black Stormtrooper that is definitely not a clone.
Oh, that's a good point, because I thought all Stormtroopers were clones.
No. By the time we get to the original trilogy, they're all just normal people. They're not clones anymore.
So why were they clones in the first place?
Well, because that's how they built the clone army. That's why it was called the clone army, because they were all clones of Jango Fett. Those were the clone troopers that fought in episodes 2 and 3.
All right. Do you know what this is? What really is going to happen? This is the story. The story goes something like this. We have Leia's daughter, who is, you know, finds this relic. She teams up with the Black Stormtrooper, who is a clone, who is also has the midichlorians or whatever, and is a Jedi powers, has Jedi powers. Those two are now on a search to, I don't know, save something. Seems insignificant at the time, but they're on like this journey. They start, and during their kind of journey, they meet up with Han. They get caught up in the rebel fighting, and it ends up that the stormtrooper with the Jedi powers saves the day, and that's the first thing.
That is the most that is the boringest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
What are you talking about?
That is so
Those
boring.
Are big reveals.
Nothing you said was even interesting to me. I fell asleep halfway through your...
Listen.
Brady, that was act one, I think.
Fine. Act one. That's what's happening.
I mean, I don't... The only thing I know... I don't know anything, honestly. I haven't even really, quite frankly, thought about it. But what I think is going to happen is you've got... And I think the real hero of the story is not going to be Finn, but it's going to be the girl.
Yes, who is Leia's daughter.
Definitely.
No relation to Princess Leia. No relation. The reason why the girl's important is because I think you sell like twice as much merchandise if you have a girl main character.
Well,
you get all the little girls who want to be this person, the whoever her name is, Rey.
Listen,
all the little boys are going to watch Star Wars anyway. You get a whole new base. That's good marketing.
I would agree with you if we were talking about George Lucas making this movie. George Lucas is not making this movie. Disney is, yes, I agree. But when George Lucas set out to make his prequels or whatever, he definitely was thinking about merchandise. However, this is J.J. Abrams. He was raised on, you know, Spielberg and George Lucas. He knows how to tell a story. He's going to look back at what worked, which was episodes 4 through 6, and he's going to just replicate that. And so you're going to have a loner orphan who is going to get caught up in this bigger thing, who's going to go through the hero journey, and it's going to be exactly the same.
I mean, I agree that the hero journey is—it's going to be the hero journey. Like they're going to do the exact same thing. J.J. Abrams is going to put a twist on it.
Yeah, the twist is Leia's daughter, and
no,
the clone that has Jedi powers.
I don't get the clone thing. Baron's already explained to us that it's not. It doesn't have to be a clone.
Oh, there's no clones left.
But he's not. The clones are Jango Fett is it Jango
Yeah, but
Fett?
This one has the Jedi powers. This one, for some reason, has Jedi powers.
There's nothing to say they can't make clones out of other genetic stock. I still don't think Finn's a clone. Brady, I think you're right about it's going to be hero's journey, but I think it could have been anything, but Disney wanted it to be a girl. Because I've got a question for you, Brady.
Yeah.
Who is Romani's favorite Disney princess?
Oh, you shouldn't go there. There's no the princess thing is not
she's,
right. There's no princesses.
She's not into specific princesses yet. She watches. She's too little to know everything. She only knows Sophia the First, which is the only princess.
I can see that. My point is, Rey is the next Disney princess. Like that's where we're going with this. Give it 4 or 5 years, and in the pantheon of Disney princesses, you're going to have Jasmine, Belle, the Little Mermaid, whatever her name was, and Rey and
Ariel.
Cinderella, thank you, and Snow
White.
But
I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't know if that's a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying, like, it could have been any – the hero could have been a boy or a girl. Doesn't matter.
But
Luke
it has
Scott
to be
Walker,
an orphan.
The first draft was a girl.
I think if you have to look back at the original and see the similarities, and I think if you look back, it's going to be the orphan. She has a little robot friend. You know, that whole thing's going to happen.
You're just saying it's a remake. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because J.J. Abrams is good at remaking things. And and it's cycles. You know, if you look at the whole thing, it's a cycle, 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 you know, whatever, the rings.
Maybe she's Luke's daughter.
Maybe that would be interesting.
I mean, it's the whole father thing. It's so like she's
yeah, but mother Leia, that could you know.
Let's pretend for a second that Baron's right and Luke goes away. Okay, let's just pretend that that's actually something that's possible.
All right.
If that happens and he removes himself, then it's more likely and possible that there was a little bit he did something to somebody at some point and they had a daughter.
Yeah, but don't you think he would realize – well, maybe he didn't know he had a daughter.
Either didn't realize it or maybe he thinks it's more important for him to stay out of their the life so it doesn't you know, things don't happen again.
I still think that if this is a world where you don't have a Jedi Academy and you have Jedi, you know, midichlorians coursing through your veins, and you're going to have a lot of evil people out there on the dark side that are untrained. And wouldn't you think Luke realizing that would want to either A, if he's bad, take advantage of that, or realize that he needs to help train these people?
I don't know, man. Starting a school, that's a lot of work.
Oh, I understand that. But what I'm saying is he going to take the coward's way out, which he usually does?
I wouldn't say he usually does that.
He's always whining and complaining. And Leia rescues him most of the time.
But that's the whole issue with Luke. He takes the easy way every single time.
Right.
The easy way is running away.
That is true. Yeah. Baron has a point.
Or maybe he, I don't know. Hey, Baron, let me ask you this. Are there going to be midichlorians in this movie? Or are they going to forget that actually ever happened?
I don't see it happening. Like, I don't see them bringing that up. And I think it can be easily explained away as it was a technology that was lost when the Jedi fell. So Luke never knew about midichlorians and nobody ever told him about it. And it wasn't part of his training with Yoda. And, you know,
I mean, you agree that whole thing is ridiculous. The midichlorians.
I wish they would have done more with it. You know, if you're going to introduce it,
a defender, he's always,
if you're going to introduce it, you got to do something with it. Like if you're going to make it that there's a blood test to see if you're a Jedi, like you've got to do something more with it other than hint at the fact that Anakin's virgin birth was the result of midichlorians. Yeah. Like you've got to do more with it.
Baron, tell me something that is totally ridiculous about Star Wars that you cannot believe is something that's real in the mythos.
So wait, something that I can't believe.
That's totally like, you're like, you know what? That's totally ridiculous. Like there's a line and that just crossed it.
Maybe this is nitpicky, but the fact that Padme was elected queen of Naboo at the age of 12, like
that's what you can't get behind.
I see. For me, it's the whole virgin birth. It's the whole Anakin Skywalker off the charts, midichlorians, whatever the heck that is, and he's just like a super bad guy. It's all he is. Like Anakin is like the worst. He's a horrible dude. He's not I don't think he's even redeemable.
Well, he gets redemption in the end. You have to wait 6 movies to get redemption.
But this is a guy who has like off the charts.
It's the long con.
It's a long con. It is a long con.
he had a rough life. Like the kid's a slave. He has to leave his mom. Then his mom gets killed. And then he's not allowed to marry the woman that he's been in love with. So he marries her anyway and then has visions of her dying and goes crazy because of it.
I mean, I get that. But like what I don't like is the whole setup of him being like the savior. You know what I mean? Like, is that supposed to make his downfall even worse? Like, I don't get it. Like, to me, it just doesn't fit in with the whole story.
I think the problem is they tried to set it up that way and it just didn't pan out. Just didn't work.
I think the prophecy was misinterpreted by Mace Windu.
How dare you?
I think he misinterpreted it. You want a plot twist? You want a super secret reveal? Mace Windu's alive. Like that's the.
Well, do we ever see him get killed?
He just gets blown out the window on Coruscant when after Anakin chops his arm off, as Mace Windu is in the process of beating up Emperor Palpatine.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
He just throws. He just gets thrown out the window.
I don't.
So we never actually see his dead body.
But it's. But I mean, it's
what if Mace is Rilo Ken?
What if Mace is Finn's dad, or somehow related?
Whoa! There you go.
No.
Wait, I think I said that. Did I not say that in the previous?
You did, but that's ridiculous.
No, you said Lando Calrissian. You said he's.
That would be better.
See, that's good. That's
Lando
good.
Would be better.
He's the one that's missing from this. He's the one that's in exile. That's who they should be hunting in The Force Awakens.
I mean, Lando's a good guy. Like, yeah, he should be in this movie. Don't you think? I mean, like, he's pretty... I mean, he's part of the canon.
He's definitely part of the canon.
So, like, he should be there, man. He should be helping, you know, Leia or whatever. I think he was sweet on Leia.
No. He's knew,
sweet
he,
on listen, any woman.
Yeah, but he knew he was friends with Han.
So?
So he's a stand-up guy, even though he's, you know.
I don't think he's a stand-up guy, dude.
I think when it comes to his friend's, you know, girl, he's a stand-up guy.
The guy who took the Millennium Falcon from him?
He was all over her while they were in Cloud City.
Yeah, but you know. He's just having a little fun.
I think maybe Finn is the son of Leia and Lando.
Oh. That's why he has Jedi powers.
Yeah.
No, that's a step too far. That's less likely than he's the son of Mace Windu.
Look, when we're talking about a virgin birth with midichlorians, is there a step too far? I don't think so.
Apparently anything's possible.
Anything's on the table.
Hey, Baron, what do you say if someone says the Force be with you? What's the response to that?
I don't know. Like, and also with you, I don't know.
I feel like and also with you is too churchy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, isn't the Force a religion? Isn't that the whole, like... I see. That's why I don't like the midichlorian thing. I like how the Force is like this this religion. You know, the fact that you believe and it's like it's got a whole faith element to it. I mean, I really like that aspect that anybody could. And then as soon as you bring the midichlorians into it, it's like no, not everybody can be a Jedi. It's like if you don't have the right amount of midichlorians or whatever they're called. Then tough luck. It doesn't matter what your training is going to be.
We should kill them all.
Kill all who?
The Jedi. They're elitists.
I agree. They are elitists. Oh, wait. No, I'm an elitist. But let's keep the Jedi. I like that. I'm always on the side of elitists.
Right. So that's what they did with Order 66 is they killed them all.
Right.
Why was it called Order 66, by the way?
I don't know.
Seems fishy.
I never heard a good explanation for that.
You know, my football number in high school was 66.
Coincidence?
My nickname should have been like Order 66. That would have been badass.
Probably not.
Yeah, problem is that was 12 years before Order 66 was ever portrayed on screen.
I'd have been a visionary.
Well, this Shodcast has been... a visionary. So I think let's end it because I don't want to spoil anymore. Don't want to spoil anymore of the Force Awakens to anybody.
I don't think you need to worry about that, but that's awfully considerate of you.
I think the Leia thing is going to be a real surprise for everybody, but you will hear it here first.
We nailed the Luke thing. We nailed the Luke being Ken, Ray Rilo Ken, or whatever his name is.
And Baron's big reveal that I forget.
Max von Sydow. That's going to be the great part. Max von Sydow is going to make this great entrance, and it's going to be at the end of the movie, and it's going to be a super awesome cliffhanger thing, I think.
Okay. Heard it here first.
That's my big prediction.
I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
I'm Baron.
Hold fast.